Question, why does the soul require food as it is made of Sachitananda? Answer, the soul does not require food, the body requires food. The soul functions without any materials, food for its sustenance. The soul is eternal and indestructible. But when the soul identifies with the body, then it has to function through the body. And for the functioning of the body, we need bodily energy. Just like the car driver does not need petrol, but the car needs petrol. So the fact that we can understand that the soul has energy even when the body is exhausted, from the fact that sometimes when our body is completely exhausted and we are very tired, say if you are fasting Nirjal from Sar Ekadashi, or some other time you are very exhausted and very hungry, very weak, and you fall asleep. So researchers have found that even when there is no bodily energy, still people have dreams. And often those dreams are very energetic. In that dream they may imagine, oh, I've got food and I'm eating all the food. Or they may imagine I'm chasing some food, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So the energy for the dreams, that is still, that means the consciousness that is reflected in the dreams, that is coming from the soul through the subtle body. So the consciousness of the soul is not affected whether we eat food or not. But the body's capacity to function is affected whether there is bodily food or not. And because the soul's consciousness is attached to the body, so that is why the soul feels afflicted when there is no food. It does not mean that there is no food. It does not mean that the soul needs food, but it's because the soul is attached to the body and the soul's consciousness currently functions through the body, and body needs food. That's why we feel as if we are hungry. Thank you.